The A through F grading system goes beyond student report cards. More than a dozen states now grade their public schools this way, too. North Carolina is the latest, and grades there came out last week for the first time. Rima Crace of member station WUNC reports.
Here at Allen Middle School in Greensboro, North Carolina, nearly all students get free or reduced meals. Preteens roam the bright hallways that are lined with inspirational quotes. There's Henry Ford, Babe Ruth, Martin Luther King Jr.
A man can't ride your back unless he's bit.
Principal Sheila Gorham.
So straighten up. So you don't have to worry about people fussing and doing whatever. Straighten up.
2 years ago, Allen Middle School had to straighten up. Students here had been performing so poorly that the district forced everyone, from teachers to custodians, to reapply for their jobs. Afterwards, students did show improvement, but their test scores are still relatively low. When asked what grade her school should have gotten from the state...
That's a good question. It was up to me. I would give us, I would say a B.
It got a D. In fact, almost 30% of public schools in North Carolina got the same or worse.
These grades are not as bad as many people thought they would be, and they're not as good as we want them to be.
That's State Superintendent June Atkinson. She says the letter grades depend largely on how students perform on state tests. But one criticism of the system is that it doesn't adequately reflect how much kids at schools like Allen Middle have improved.
The only thing that these grades tell us is where the poor children go to school and where the rich children go to school.
Lynn Shoemaker is a former teacher with the advocacy group Public Schools First NC. She says the grades also don't reflect poverty or budget cuts.
It doesn't reflect their fewer classroom teacher assistants or the enormous class size that lack basic resources like textbooks and desks.
As part of the new policy, public schools have to post their grades on their websites. D or F schools also have to send letters home to parents telling them about the score. Republican State Senator Jerry Tillman co-sponsored the legislation.
We're not asking to post a big marker outside saying, welcome, we're an F school. But, you know, the real world is, this is what you're achieving.
Tillman says the state can't do much to help any of these newly labeled D and F schools, and that the change has to come from the bottom up.
If I'm principal of a D school or an F school, I'm going to bust my fanny not to be there again next year.
As for changing the way schools are graded to give more weight to student improvement, Tillman says he's open to the idea, but just not anytime soon. That doesn't help parent Natasha Pace. She has a seventh grader at Allen Middle School and says the new grading system is discouraging.
Now it feels like we took 5 steps forward to take 4 steps back because we felt so good about our growth. We felt so good that we were doing so much better than before. And then now you tell us, what you did was not good enough.
Pace is also a volunteer at the school. Her job this week? Help photocopy the letter to parents that says their kid's school isn't making the grade. For NPR News, I'm Rima Crace in Raleigh, North Carolina.